A year of dynamic leadership and growth under Orlando Campos. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. As Orlando Campos approached his first full year as the president and CEO of the Harlingen Economic Development Corporation, EDC, the organization reflects on a period marked by significant achievements and strategic initiatives. Campos' appointment led to an exciting era for Harlingen's business sector, leveraging his extensive experience and vision for the future. With nearly 30 years of economic development experience, Campos brings a wealth of knowledge to his role, with roots deeply embedded in Brownsville and North Texas. After his formative years in Brownsville and academic pursuits at Columbia University in New York City, Campos began his economic development career with the Brownsville Economic Development Council, BEDC, then Valley International Airport before transitioning to the Arlington Chamber of Commerce and the town of Addison, where he launched their first economic development department. His career tenure refined his business development skills, which have been pivotal in his current role. Over the past year, Harlingen EDC has prioritized strengthening commercial relations with Mexico, recognizing the importance of international partnerships. Some key highlights of these efforts include for the last second quarter of this year. Hosting Mexican Consul Minister Judith Arrieta Munja and Rene Zareda, key officials from the Consulate of Mexico in Brownsville were hosted to discuss potential collaborations and provided a familiarization tour of Harlingen. Participation in Index Matamoros membership meeting. Campos helped spearhead a meeting for Harlingen Mayor Norma Sepulveda, Matamoros Mayor Mario Lopez, and over 120 industry leaders to discuss bilateral trade and industry growth. It had been decades since a Harlingen mayor met with Matamoros and Tamaulipas officials. Tour of Las Ventanas Industrial Park. Potential collaborations were explored during a tour of this significant industrial hub. Overview of Tamaulipas economic development projects. Ninfa Cantu, the Economic Development Secretary of Tamaulipas, shared insights on upcoming projects. Hosting U.S. Consul General Brianna Powers, strengthening diplomatic and economic ties with the Consul General in Matamoros, Mexico. Attendance at the International Automotive Industry Supply Summit, representing Harlingen EDC in Querétaro alongside CODEM Matamoros to explore opportunities in the automotive sector. These initiatives accentuate Harlingen EDC's commitment to developing a robust binational partnership for future growth and collaboration. Campos envisions Harlingen as a city brimming with opportunities. His rounded approach to economic development focuses on attracting businesses and supporting local enterprises. He emphasizes the importance of collaboration with the city and other key stakeholders, leveraging a concept called placemaking. This involves identifying and promoting the community's unique assets to attract investment and high-paying jobs. Harlingen aims to create a vibrant community where people live, spend, and invest locally, thereby enhancing the city's overall economic health by fostering an environment that attracts high-wage earners. 1 year ago, Campos highlighted to Texas Border Business that the Rio Grande Valley was experiencing a surge of new investments and business activities. The growth and development in the valley over the past year have been remarkable, reinforcing Campos' belief that the region has the potential to become the next Dallas-Fort Worth area. As Campos continues his leadership journey, the Harlingen Economic Development Corporation is poised for further success. It is driven by a clear vision and strategic partnerships that promise a prosperous future for Harlingen.